How are you doing, Greta?
Good, thanks. Thanks so much for having us.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. So you're performing a show with your band Peccadillo, celebrating 21 years of those guys together. Has it been a sort of tricky to get you guys all back in the same room and performing music together?
It is quite tricky, actually. There's several members of the band are quite busy with other musical projects, such as Lara Goodridge and Peter Hollow, who are in 4Play, and Baby Alulu. And but it's really great to see everyone, and I try to play with them every time I visit and reconnect, and I really miss playing with them. So, yeah.
And chamber pop, which is kind of what Peccadillo sort of specialised in, when you guys were first running around in the mid to late 90s, was a little bit sort of marginalised at that time, but it's kind of become a bit more accepted in the world of music and a bit more sort of popular. What's that been like for you guys to sort of watch that happen?
Wow, I didn't realise. well, yeah, I mean, I feel like it all, for me, stemmed from the Beatles, really, like love of Beatlesque pop music and classical music. So I sort of feel like it's always going to be relevant in some way. Maybe it'll come in and out of fashion over the years, but I just kind of do what I do. And so I really enjoy writing that sort of music. I'm happy that there's an audience for it.
And talking of the Beatles, of course, you were over at the famous Abbey Road Studios in 2014, which is where this EP, Walking the Cat, was recorded. How was that experience?
It was a life-changing experience for me. It was really inspiring and kind of brought the music that had been recorded there that I'd loved for years to life in a way, like standing in that room. And it kind of inspired, made me so happy, I think, that, yeah, it kept me fueled to write songs and create music for a long time and maybe also even create a baby.
And yeah, speaking of a baby, Lila, of course, is joining us in the studio. And you sort of, you mentioned that you want to write a musical based on the circumstances around having Lila. What would that be like?
Well, yeah, it was quite difficult for us to get pregnant. And I feel like this is like a huge topic of discussion I can't really cram in. But yeah, it was such a journey to try to do it for us. I'm sort of an older mother, and I think that the inspiration is that in some ways it was similar to I don't think I can really go into it in great detail, but I am writing a musical about it, and it's about the process of an older woman trying to have a baby plus a young woman trying to have a hit song, a pop star.
Oh, wow.
So the stories are kind of intertwined, and it's in very early stages at the moment. And having actually Lila here is really inspiring, and also I'm quite busy with her.
Of course, of course. And speaking of busy, you'll be performing tomorrow night at the Camelot Lounge in
yes.
Marrickville. A very special show, as I said, 21 years of Peccadillo, and also performing as yourself with the Universal Thump in tow. Go and check it out tomorrow night at the Camelot Lounge. Going to hear from that EP right now. This one's called Watch the Sunrise. Greta, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.